Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, it's another top three show from the Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite at Lake Fork, and what a meat fest that was. All 10 final day anglers picked up the century belt, but it was rookie Tucker Smith who took the blue trophy as well, besting his roommate Paul Marks by the exact same margin that Marks beat him 2 weeks ago at Lake Hartwell. Looming, as always, was third-place finisher Trey McKinney, who continues his charge up the AOI standings with another top-three finish. All three of these young hammers are on the show today, again. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Oh, man, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and kicking things off for our top three show. I mean, I know it feels like Groundhog Day. I get it. I understand it. We're gonna have Paul Marks coming up a little bit later on, and then we'll have Tucker Smith coming up, won a tournament. They flip flop from a couple of weeks ago over at Lake Hartwell, and it was a few weeks ago that we had Trey McKinney in a top three show, and he's back, and it's just these guys are dominating right now. They're just doing such a great job. And Trey McKinney joins us now, fresh off a 38-pound bag on Championship Sunday at Lake Fork. Trey, welcome back. How are you?
Doing good, buddy.
I'll tell you what, it was exciting. It was exciting to watch you go out there. Did you have a number in mind? Because you had the 38-pound bag, and, you know, it turned out that, you know, Koya Fujito wasn't the problem. I mean, he kind of left the door open for the rest of you to come charging through. But did you have a number in mind? And did you think with 38 pounds that, you know, maybe you shook this thing up a little bit?
For how good a day it was going, I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, you know how you get that feeling every once in a while? It's like, oh my gosh, like, yeah. I had 38 pounds, biggest bag, best day of fishing. Like, I don't know how many fives and sixes were caught. And like, getting out there, I was like, dude, I might have a shot at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, I thought going into it, catching 38 pounds, I figured I would be in second or first. But man, everybody, you know, they pretty much all caught them that was sitting around me,
yeah.
Pretty much except for Koya. But it was kind of surprising. But when Tucker come with it at 34 pounds, man, it's hard to gain much of a lead when he catches that big of a bag.
Look, 38 pounds is amazing. You had 30-pound bags the first 2 days. And then, of course, on day three, you had that 21.5. As you're driving, you know, from Fork to the Sabine to get practice going there, are you thinking in your mind, man, if I just had 26, you know, if I just had 27, 26 on my bad day, I win the tournament. Do you go there, or does your mind go to, hey, I had 38 pounds, you know, on the final day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it definitely does, because, and I don't mean this to sound in a bad way, but, you know, I don't know if I've been on Fork and had 21 pounds before, honestly.
Right.
Like, that place is such a phenomenal fishery. And when I was out there, you know, like 21 pounds, great bag, anywhere else in the country, but when I was out there, I knew I was just shy.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as it was going and that we were 30 minutes into weighing in and I still had 21 pounds, I'm like, I'm shy. I knew it in my heart, but at the same time, I'm trying to look at the positive side of it because it's hard, because definitely that 21 day cost me everything, but I don't think I would have made the moves that I would have made to catch a 38-pound bag.
Yeah.
And honestly, even in my lifetime, just to have a day on the water like that, I think it was a sacrifice. But either way, I think it was completely worth it, because that day, I'm telling you, was one of the funnest, most enjoyable days I've ever had, just going off feel.
Yeah.
I hadn't fished any of these spots. I haven't done nothing. I just went and fished all new fresh water. And when I get to have a day like that, man, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, best day ever in your long, long life of 20 years. Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. We feel you. By the way, moved up to third now in the points after that horrific start at the St. John's River where you were 89th. I mean, since then, three top 10s and an 11th. I mean, it's just tremendous fishing, and you've been on such a roll. But then you take it. Now, as the people are listening to this, it's the weekend at the Sabine. Are you still fishing? I mean, what do you think? Are you still fishing at the Sabine with a total 2-day total of like 18 pounds or something like that?
Yes, absolutely. Like right now, everybody's saying, like on this tournament, everybody's saying like 6 pounds a day to get a check. Like, I mean, that is brutal. Like, that's like brutal. So, I mean, my practice definitely lined up for that. I mean, no bass were basically found in this practice, but I found a little area, I had some bites. But honestly, I'm going to shoot for that 6.5 to 7 pound mark is really all, even on a good day, I think I can catch. Like, it's honestly probably one of the most pitiful times I've ever had in fishing right now, going from the best to the worst.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. So think about it. You average 6 pounds per fish in the tournament, basically, and now you're trying to find 6 pounds per day, and I'm going to think that you're going to do a little bit more than that. You'll do a little better than that. But back to four, Trey McKinney with us here off his third place finish. I thought one of the things that was really, really cool was all the variety that you used, and you were near shore. I mean, you could say offshore all you want, and I know you were looking at it on the scope there, but you were pretty close to shore, you know, on the championship Sunday, and you were throwing a big crankbait. You were stroking a jig, stroking I think at one point you had a big spoon out there as well. I mean, you had all kinds of things going on. And that was pretty cool to see the variety that you did it with on the final day.
Oh, absolutely. Even, you know, that first catch on that big glide bait.
Mm-hmm.
Glide bait.
Yeah,
forgot. Oh, yeah. It was crazy, you know. I mean, going from – it was kind of one of them things that I knew, like, going into here, I was going to area. I'm like, okay, where's this population of fish going to come out and be? And I would just run it. I would just go fishing, and it's kind of a little feeling I would get. I want to say it was the Lord, and he would kind of just – I would feel something. I'm like, you know what? I think this cast right here deserves this big old jig. And we stroke it over that stump, and we caught that 8-something. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, and then even the next cast, I picked up a glide bait, cast it up there, catch a 6. Like, it was an unbelievable day. Just like you said, variety, man.
Yeah.
We caught so many big fish. Tricking that size of fish, that caliber of them on so many different baits was such a fun day.
You just keep opening up the the tackle bin on the boat and say, hey, let's try this. Hey, we'll grab one of these and let's try this, and we just keep throwing stuff out there. You know what I mean? And seeing how you catch them. That's good stuff. Trey McKinney with us. By the way, we noticed that you were in an unwrapped boat. You were in a loaner boat. Yeah, you had some issues with your boat. You're back in your rig though for this week, right? You're back in your wrap rig.
Yes, sir. We got the rig back, and hopefully get taking her for a run.
Did it bother you at all? I mean, obviously it didn't bother you that much. You were out there, you know, catching fish like crazy. But I mean, was it? I'm such a creature of habit. It would freak me out, I think, a little bit. But did it bother you much? With a completely different boat.
You know what? Honestly, at first it was a little weird. And then I was actually in the new links. It hasn't even come out yet, really.
Right.
They showed it at the Classic, everything, and I'm kind of fell in love with it. Like, honestly, the storage, the ride, I'm telling you, that boat is a beast. Like, I was loving it. I was like, I almost don't want to switch, you know? So, honestly, it was almost a help. Like, I hope you guys can get your hands on and see it. But the new Lynx from Basscat is an unbelievable boat with all the storage, everything else like that. I was absolutely eating it up.
Well, when they got your rig ready, did you just say, no, you know, I'm good. Let's get this thing in a wrap shot. Let's just wrap this one up and we're done. I'll trade you.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, hey, how long do you think it'd take us to rewrap this one?
Man, I'll tell you what. Well, it was certainly exciting stuff. You're going to, speaking of variety, obviously you got a lot of variety coming this week, but it's a completely different type of fishery. But, I appreciate you coming on as many times as you've been on the show, but I don't know what else to do. It's like Groundhog Day. Like I said, I mean, you guys keep finishing in the top three. You got to keep coming on.
Yes, sir. Well, hopefully I can get to see you very soon.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you. Congratulations, and I wish you the best of luck this week, and we'll keep it rolling.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Trey McKinney getting it done. And, man, I'll tell you what, he has jumped into the top three. Who would have thought? I mean, after an 89th at the St. John's River, you would feel like, you know what, it's going to take him all season long to be a factor. And then he does comes back with an 8th at Okeechobee, a 3rd at the Tank, an 11th at Hartwell, and a 3rd at Lake Fork. Now we'll see what happens at the Sabine. And if he can get through this before the Northern Swing, he's going to be a problem. He's going to be a problem. Not that Jay Shakur hasn't run out there and built up a big lead. Will Davis right on his tail as well. But there's Trey McKinney just kind of hovering right there, putting pressure on those guys. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, well, number two in this tournament was Paul Marks. He won at Hartwell, was second. It's never happened before. Two guys going first and second in back-to-back tournaments, flip-flopping it. We'll talk to him next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And again, you know, as I mentioned to you, open, this is a very unique situation. I mean, this has not happened before ever in the history of ever with the elites, where two guys have finished 1-2 in back-to-back tournaments. They flipped the script this time, of course, with Tucker Smith winning. And it's Paul Marks that gets the middle spot on our top three show. He finished second, and remarkably, by the same exact margin that he won at Hartwell, he finishes second to Tuck here. And the roommates on top of everything else. I mean, this is just absolutely nuts. And Paul joins us now on the VMC hook. Paul, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad I'm back back on here. I guess it's a good pattern we're having.
Yeah, well, you could say you're glad. I know it's a pain is what it is. You could say, you know, it's just a pain in the butt. But, no, that means that you're making a lot of money, you know, if you keep coming on the show for the top three. And what an amazing deal for you guys to do this. Two completely different kinds of body of water, but two bodies of water where, you know, certainly the forward-facing came into play quite a bit as well. But just talk about how surreal it is what you guys have done in the last 3 weeks as you just sit around in the house thinking, yeah, you know, we're swapping $100,000 checks. This is no big deal.
Yeah, no, it's been a special couple weeks for sure. We never imagined it would happen, especially by the same, winning margin of 14 ounces. It's super crazy. Completely different lakes. I mean, Hartwell, yeah, we used a lot of Ford-based sonar, and we used it at Ford, too, but Ford was more of a side scanning tournament. I mean, all practice we rode around. I called it from months ago. I told one of my buddies, I said, it'll be me or Tucker that wins. It'll probably be Tucker because he's the best side scanner on Earth, riding around, and he can see them, and he just doesn't even fish for him in practice. Just pulls up in the tournament and catches him.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But super, super crazy couple weeks. I mean, super blessed. We're so happy. Happy for each other, you know, to win back-to-back and also be second back-to-back. So, I mean, it's awesome.
So you guys are traveling together. It's an all-rookie house between you and Tucker. And you also have Andrew Loberg and Emil Wagner, you know, in the house with you. I mean, do you look at those two guys and just, like, call them slackers? Do you make them just say, come on, guys. I mean are you going to do something here or what, you know?
No, I mean, we've all done good. Emil got ninth at Hartwell. Yeah. Loberg got 15th at Hartwell. And then at Lake Fork, Loberg got 18th, and I think Emil, he just barely missed the cut. So we've had the whole house has had two really good tournaments. It's been awesome.
Do those guys look at you and Tucker and say, look, you know, you guys got to pony up for a little better house now because you're winning all the money. The least we could do is maybe upgrade the Airbnb a little bit. I mean, maybe we need to do a little bit better here on where we're hanging.
Yeah, we're going to start looking for houses with hot tubs.
You know, yeah, but Tucker will be like side scanning the honey if there's a ledge there, or if there's anything going on there, you know, as well. Talk about your technique and what you were doing in terms of you had that big zoom fluke on there, wing fluke on there. Just talk about your strategy and how you had found what you found.
Oh yeah, we're at Lake Fork, have some of the biggest bass in the country. It's probably the best lake in the country, to be honest with you. They eat big gizzard shad, so I was just trying to match what they were eating. I'd stand around pretty much all practice. I had two or three really good spots that rotate. Just throw that thing down there and kind of keep it over their heads. There'll be a school of them, be two or three following it, and then one would get real excited and come off the bottom and usually come up and just inhale it, just run through it, knock slack on my line. They'd eat it so hard.
You know, you had 30 pound bags all 4 days. Have you ever had a 30 pound bag before? You know, where you're knocking out 30s like they're nothing.
No, sir. Actually, every day my bag got a little bit bigger, and I kept breaking my biggest bag I've ever weighed in every day. So it was super cool. I mean, to weigh 30 pounds every day, it's unreal. And to get the century belt. The century belt was awesome. I never dreamed I'd ever get one of them, but super awesome.
The guys really dig that, though, don't they? That century belt. That's that. That is a thing. I mean, you know, some of the guys that were fishing in the top 10 that were, you know, not necessarily going to be able to get, you know, and contend with you guys for the win, they were really fired up. Seth Fighter was really fired up to get over that 100-pound mark. And, you know, several of the other guys as well. I mean, it means a lot to these guys.
It's something special to get. I mean, the stars really have to align. You've got to be at the right lake and the right time of year where to make it possible. So,
yeah.
Super awesome.
Paul,
I want to get a smallmouth century belt now. I think those are a little bit harder to come by.
Well, yeah. I mean, there hasn't been very many of those, that's for sure. And I think Patrick Walters is the only one that's got one of each, I believe. But I may be wrong on that. But Paul Marks with us here, coming off of his second-place finish, coming off of his first-place finish before that. Now, as you are listening to this, of course, they are competing at the Sabine River, which is a totally different animal. You can fish at the Sabine River for the rest of the month and not come up with 126 pounds altogether. But it's just a different deal. And I would imagine, I mean, there, I mean, all things are relative, right? But, I mean, they're a three-pounder. You're, like, being super careful with to make sure you can get that three-pounder in a boat, you know, where you guys were boat flipping, you know, sixes and sevens like there were nothing, you know, at four.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a change of pace, but still a tournament. You got to get the five biggest ones. So it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I might not catch a bass, but I'm going to have fun either way.
Do you feel any pressure at all, because it is a fishery where, I mean, it's a bit of an old school fishery. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of, you know, bank beating and that kind of stuff. And you guys have done some serious damage offshore the last couple of weeks. Is it the kind of thing like, yeah, you want to show? Because I know, and I think a lot of the people that pay attention know that you guys can catch them no matter what. But is it added pressure to kind of show your versatility at a body of water like that?
I wouldn't really consider this one. I'm not really worried about this one too much. But I don't know. I mean, I definitely want to catch them and prove to everyone. Again, I mean, I caught them last year. You know, qualified for the elite.
Sure.
Put the jig at Leech Lake, Mississippi River, and Lake Martin. So I don't have to prove anything, but definitely want to catch them and beat some of the guys that probably aren't too happy about the live scope situation nowadays. So
yeah.
Should be fun.
Yeah. So Koya Fujita had, you know, that lead going into the final day, and he had come off that 35-pound bag on day three. You know, he left the door open for all he is with the 21 pounds that he had on the final day. Take me through your mindset when you were going out on day four. You know, did you have a number in mind? Did you feel like you had to do to, you know, to run that guy down?
I for sure thought I was going to need 38 to catch Koya, and I mean, he's really good at in Texas and fishing the way he does. I mean, I thought it was going to be really hard to catch him. I mean, his bag grew every day, so I thought I'd definitely have to have around 38 or maybe even over 40 to catch him. But turned out he had a tough day, and it happens out there. But he had a tough day, and Tucker ended up barely getting past me, and then I got second. So
yeah,
and serious that, mega bag to catch.
Yeah, and that other young kid, that Trey McKinney, he doesn't suck, does he? I mean, he banged out 38 pounds on the final date, and it put some pressure on you guys. I mean, as it was, you guys ended up being 4 or 5 pounds ahead of him. But boy, man, that kid just seems to be looming at all times. I mean, we have such a good group of young guys on this tour. It's amazing.
Oh, it's unreal how good all the young guys are. It's definitely something special, just all the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years of all the high school tournaments, college fishing, it's just really blown it up. Everyone has so much experience right out of the gate. It's super cool.
You know, that's what I say. You know, people they're all up in arms about forward facing and, you know, what it's done and everything else. And I'm like, wait a minute, step aside from the technology for a minute, because we've had technology forever. I mean, it's been changing and evolving. But the reality is, We've been championing the you know, the high school program, the junior high kids that are doing this, the college programs and everything else. So we've been training kids since they're 13 years old to do this. It's the days of guys not coming out until they're 30, 32, 34, after they've been framing houses or paving driveways or whatever. Those days are gone. They wanted this to be like a you know, a real true professional sport, and that's what happens. Guys are great high school, college, and pro anglers now. That's what's doing it, I think, more than anything.
Yeah, no, and I mean, it's like any sport nowadays, motocross, I mean, any kind of racing, any of that. I mean, people train their whole lives. They start whenever they're real young, and I mean, they go to trainers, and they, I mean, it's just how it is.
Yeah, I try to tell people all the time, you know, Dale Earnhardt didn't start, you know, winning championships and all that stuff. He was like in his 30s, you know, when all of that happened, because, you know, that was the way it was, you know, back there in NASCAR. The golfers was the same way. Well, the next thing you know, we got Tiger Woods coming out very, very young, and all these other golfers that have come out very young. And then also the back end of the career is different. You know, I don't know, maybe someday we won't see guys fishing into their 50s and everything else like that, because they'll have had long careers, you know, starting when they're 20 years old. I think that's probably the biggest thing, you know, to this whole deal, for sure. So been exciting stuff. Do you guys share much information? You know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, guys that they have these little consortiums amongst each other. I know we've talked about in the past, but do you guys share much information in terms of you know, your rotation?
Yeah, we don't really share like specific spots. We definitely share some patterns or maybe some stuff that'll you know, we try to clue each other in to certain things if we notice something out there on the water. So we definitely help each other out.
Well, Paul Marks has been our guest. And, Paul, congratulations on another great tournament. I got a feeling that we'll have more conversations throughout this year. And I really appreciate you making time to do this. By the time we were able to catch up, obviously, you were still practicing out there at the Sabine. But, you know, we wish you the best of luck this week and the rest of the season.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Hopefully I'm on here again next week.
All right. All right, I'll hold you to it. Don't say it twice. You know, that could happen. All right, man.
I doubt it.
All right, well, we'll see. All right, I appreciate you. That's Paul Marks, and one of the real hot shot young guns out there right now on the Elite Series Tour. All right, when we come back, the champ is in the house. Tucker Smith is next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsawood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadwrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you overfeed
him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, as promised, time for the Rapala Winner's Circle. With a young man, I've been hearing about this kid, known about this kid since he was about 15 years old. I mean, he won three straight high school national championships. He won in college a national championship at Auburn with Logan Parks. He went with Logan Parks and won the Johnny Morris U.S. Open Invitational thing, whatever it was. They won something like $1.2 million in cash and prizes at that thing. And now, you know, he obviously qualified for the elites through the Opens, and now he's an elite champion halfway through his first year on the elites, and he joins us now, just like he did last week on the VMC Hook. Tuck, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I don't mean to be harassing you or anything, but, you know, what the, if you're winning these things and coming in the top three, you're going to have to keep coming on the show every week. I'm going to have to get you guys a union card or something, you and Paul. You know, this has never happened before. You know, the same two guys have never finished 1-2 in back tournaments before. You know, even though you flip-flopped it, this has never happened. This is history that you two guys have done, and you did it as roommates. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy, man. By the same margin, too.
Yeah, by the same margin, and I'll ask you the same thing I asked him. Do you turn to those other two rookies in the house? You know, I know that they've been fishing okay, you know, and Andrew Loberg, and do you, like, okay, slackers, when are you guys going to get, you know, when are you guys going to go on the show in the top three show? I mean, what's up with that? You know, you kind of start leaning on those guys a little bit?
Everybody else is a really good fisherman, so it doesn't, you know, I just think it's a matter of time before one of us, you know, has a good tournament, and it just seems like me and Paul had a good tournament the last two, so it's anybody's ball game, and they're both good fishermen, extremely well.
No, they are excellent fishermen. There's no doubt about it. And, of course, you had mom and dad there at the weigh-in as well. Now, are they, like, in a different house? Are they down the street? Or, you know, do they hang around with you? What's the deal there? What's the dynamic when you four rookies are in the house and a mom and dad have to show up because you're going to be on the podium again?
Yeah, they get, like, an Airbnb or something like that, or a hotel near the boat launch. Usually me and Paul and Neil, we always get our own Airbnb, so it's kind of just us that are staying there.
So,
and then also Emil's got a camera guy, and his name's Forrest, and then I've got a camera guy, his name's Hudson Tennell, and they both do a really good job following us around and making some really cool videos and shots of us for YouTube.
So what is your YouTube channel like for you, if people want to go follow your YouTube channel, see your tournament wrap-up shows and things like that? What do you call your YouTube channel?
It's a really difficult name. It's Tucker Smith Fishing.
Tucker Smith Fishing. Okay, so it's not like the cut line, you know, like Benton and Cook have. It's not, you know, I haven't come up with any kind of
a cool name like that.
You don't have a cool name with that. All you do is have all the money right now between you and Paul. Have the other guy, have you started a game on these Airbnbs? I mean, you're thinking like, you know, we need to start getting a little bit nicer. You know, we got a little extra cake now. Maybe we need to get some extra nice Airbnbs.
No. we gotta keep, you know, keep our heads down and keep grinding and just go to the next tournament. We're already thinking about the next event. We're here practicing for the Sabine River, and we're just looking at the next tournament every time. So we're not really trying to, I mean, it's it's amazing that we both had great weeks, but now it's time for the next one. We got to keep rolling.
Okay, you can say that. I asked Paul the same question, and he said that you guys are now looking for Airbnbs that have hot tubs. So, I mean, I'm just saying, sounds like he's, you know, sounds like he's shopping around a little bit, you know, for a little bit higher grade now. I don't know.
Oh, gosh, that would be something Paul would say.
I told him when he said that, I told him, I said, you'd jump in there and side scan it is what you'd end up doing. Because I know that. I know that's the way that's the way you like to roll. Let's talk about Championship Sunday a little bit, because you showed some versatility. You're not versatile. I mean, you can't win as much as you have won without having versatility. As much as the muckety mucks out there want to be talking about, you know, the side or the forward facing and all of this kind of stuff, and yep, just constantly complaining, you know, about that.
Yep.
We're getting off to a little bit of a slow start. You saw the birds working somewhere near shore, went over there and threw a swim jig and caught a 6+, right? I mean, you know, that's a nice way to get the day going.
Heck yeah. No, it's been a cool year so far. And I think, what was it, St. John's, I caught some without live scope. And then as well as the Pasquotank River, I caught all my fish without live scope. Mm-hmm. I caught them all on a swim jig, and I had a really good finish there. So it's cool to be able to do both. But, yeah, I definitely like to use my forward facing. It makes you more efficient, makes you, you know, shows you what's actually in the lake. And,
yeah,
it you know, you can do a lot more things with it. And break down a lake a lot better. So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun, and just being able to be there with my friends. You know, me and Paul are both pretty good with our electronics, and it's something that we like to do a lot. And yeah, it's definitely fun traveling around with our buddies around the whole country and doing that. So it's cool.
Tucker Smith with us here, coming off his victory at the Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite at Lake Fork, the Century Belt as well, which is obviously something that everybody wants to grab a hold of. Everybody in the top 10 snagged one of those. Paul seemed pretty excited about getting a belt. I mean, what about you? You feel good about getting one of those when you'll get the official one at the Classic in Knoxville next March. But is that kind of cool to not your first Century Belt?
Oh, I was pumped. It was sick for sure. I think that's a huge milestone. And you know, it's tough to get one of those belts. There's not many tournaments that you can have a 25 pound day average.
Yeah.
And just to be able to get one of those is unbelievable. But like I was gonna say, the last question too, the morning of, I was pulling up to scan a place, and I actually saw some birds on a shad spawn, like you were saying, and I pulled out a swim jig and caught one over 6 pounds. And then it was really cool. Went to my next spot, and I couldn't get those fish to bite, so I ended up picking up a 3/4 ounce football jig and catching one almost 7 pounds. And I ended up catching a few more on the football jig as well throughout the day, but I kind of switched it up back and forth through baits. But it was a really, really cool event.
You know, there was this guy by the name of Kevin Van Dam. You might have heard of him. He wrote an interesting article back 5 years ago when Forward Facing was first coming out. And it was really fascinating because his experience is similar to mine, not in terms of fishing ability, but in terms of, the technology. And he was talking about having the first flasher on his boat, and it was just a flasher in the cockpit. And then somebody had this brilliant idea of putting a transducer on the trolling motor so you could see, well, up there where you were fishing too. And it was just, and it was just a flasher. And people were like, oh, do you really need to have two flashers on your boat? And then the next thing, you know, they had paper graphs. And then, it was 2005 that SideScan came out. And that was when I moved to North Alabama, and guys immediately began side scanning the river, Gunnersville, and all of a sudden, we were all fishing a ledge that we didn't even know hardly existed, you know, and because of side scan. So the technology thing keeps coming. I mean, there's no doubt about it, but you still got to be able to fish. You still got to be able to catch them. And I think that's what's lost on a lot of people. I think a bigger deal is all this high school and college fishing, which you were a champion at those levels. So now this is the natural progression. We're going to have a bunch of guys in their 20s winning tournaments because they've been fishing these kind of tournaments for 8-10 years already.
Exactly. It's just like baseball. It's just like motocross. There's always going to be younger guys coming into the game that are better, and not necessarily better, but, you know, they're hot off of hot. They're hot on the trail, you know,
right.
they're catching them, or they're doing really good. There's new people getting drafted, and it's, you know, it's crazy to see. It's all in different sports as well as, like you were saying with side scan, Kevin Van Dam was kicking everybody's butt for 10 years. Every time there was a ledge tournament, he was kicking everybody's butt with a crankbait and side scan. And, you know, a lot of people didn't know what was going on back then with the side scan, but it was the best way to catch them. And I feel like that's how technology advances.
Yeah, and they referred then, and this was 5 years ago when he wrote that article, he referred to 360 as forward facing, and which it really was. It was the first time we were able to look out in front of the boat, you know, and, you know, it wasn't live, but it was like 10 seconds, you know. I mean, it wasn't like it was, you know, happened a half an hour ago. Tucker Smith with us here off his win. I always thought it was fascinating. The way NASCAR, I mean, Dale Earnhardt was 29 when he won his first championship. Jeff Gordon was 24. Tiger Woods, you know, won at age 21. Arnold Palmer didn't win a Masters until he was 27, 28 years old. This has been a natural progression of all other professional sports. And if we want this to be a professional sport, which everybody seems to want, well, this is what's going to happen. Guys are going to come right out of college, and they're going to be ready to go. And at a young age, you don't have to wait until you're 33, 34 years old to start fishing professionally.
Yeah, and Jordan Lee as well, I think. What was his first classic win?
He was 23.
Like, I think he was
on. And went back-to-back, you know, right out of Auburn. You know, it you know, that it's okay.
Wasn't a player back then either, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
No, he left the door open with the 21-pound bag on the final day. What was your thought process in terms of felt like you needed on Championship Sunday to have a shot?
I felt like I needed 40 pounds for sure.
Oh, my gosh, really?
I did.
So you didn't think you had won when you cut? Because you knew what you had, but they weren't sharing with you, you know, what everybody else had. So you came in thinking top three, maybe I get on Bassmaster Radio again, maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking top three. I wasn't thinking I won. Such a big lead. He had 8-pound lead on me.
Yeah.
So I was like, he had 30 pounds plus every single day. I was like, he's going to definitely catch 30 pounds again, and I'm going to have 40 to win. So I had no idea. You know, it was like such a shock to me when I got back and they told me that I had won when I weighed in. So it was unreal.
Yeah. Well, it is. Now, 3-pounder, you got to be pretty jacked up, right?
Yep. I'm looking for, honestly, it's so tough this week. I'm just going to looking for a limit, honestly, right now, but yeah, 2-pounder's a good, really good one out here, and a 3-pounder's a giant. So it's definitely a different change of pace. I wish we would have gone here before Lake Fork because it would have been a better build-up.
Yeah, I would imagine it took some time doing the tackle and getting it ready coming off a Sunday night after you drove over there because it's a total different animal in terms of you know, what kind of tackle you'd be using, obviously, there.
For sure, definitely. I had to change a bunch and rig up a whole bunch of different things, and I had to turn the forward-facing sonar off.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the challenge, though, right? I mean, you got to love that, going from Hartwell to Fork to Sabine. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be doing most of the week.
Stroking a jig, man. I mean, that's good stuff, too, and you've won a lot of different ways. You're a rookie on the elites, but you're not a rookie to tournament fishing. That is for sure, man. So, well, I appreciate you doing this. I know it's a late night to snag you, but I'm glad that you did this. And, you know, probably going to be bugging you again, you know, sometime before the end of the season. Top three, you know, you got a half a season to go yet.
That would be fine with me. That would be fine with me.
All right, man.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you. And go get them, man. We wish you the best of luck with that. Tucker's grandmother is friends with my uncle. And so I've heard about Tucker since before 15 years old that this was going to happen. And sure enough, it's happening. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Finio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How'd you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one live scope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. So how different will next week's top three show look after the Maxim Tire Bassmaster Elite at the Sabine River? We suspected that the scope would play big time at Fork, and it did. Although we did see Seth Fighter in the top 10 pitching a jig around a dock, and Trey McKinney used a variety of tactics to boat 38 pounds on Championship Sunday, and winner Tucker Smith picked up a swim jig fish early on as well after spotting some birds working a shad spawn. So now, at a venue loaded with bankfish, albeit small bankfish, we'll see if some of the shallow water hammers shine. And by the way, as a point of reference on the electronics issue, check out an article by Kevin Van Dam at his website from back in August of 2020. It's a pretty interesting take by a guy who has seen it all. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.